There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the mothership, 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan, to the 50,000-watt blowtorch of the valley covering western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, AM 1100 The Flag. The Bakken's own talk radio, 1090 KTGO, AM 1090 The Flag there, and KLTC in Dickinson. The radio stations in which you hear this program, or if you're listening on iHeart, the app, that's a great way to go as well. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can call us at 855-200-1776. Love your comments. Morning, noon, and night when news happens. Give us your first take, and you'll set us down the path of covering those issues on your behalf the very next time we hit the airwaves. All right, we're going to chat with Kevin Riley in a moment. Kevin was one of the organizers of a rally at the University of North Dakota over the weekend concerning the future name for the athletic teams, as well as the president of the University of North Dakota and his involvement in that particular decision and whether he ought to be part of that decision. We're going to talk about that as well. Couple calls waiting from last hour to weigh in on the conversation that gripped us last hour. You would have thought, it was China's markets that have been suffering major losses, causing, a disruption in the stock market here in the U.S. as stocks tanked with this global market sell-off, right? And the Dow dipping again under 15. Right after it opened this morning, dropped 1,000 points and then rebounded a bit, but it's still down a bunch. As well. But no, that wasn't the big story last hour. It was beavers, ladies and gentlemen. It was this pending decision of the Fargo Park Board and a bunch of pressure they're getting from the likes of the U.S. Humane Society to not cull the beavers. And Caleb, all the way up there in Tioga, oil capital of North Dakota, wanted to weigh in on this. Caleb, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm sorry I tuned in late, and I just didn't know what you were talking about right away. And, their beavers aren't the brightest. There's a lot of them, and they're causing a lot of damage. And once we find out what to do with the beavers, I'm thinking that'll actually work for the Democrats, too, in North Dakota.
You think so?
I'm thinking we got to do something, and, we might as well start with the beavers and work our way up.
Yeah.
They don't know the damage they're causing, and they're not the brightest of creatures, but they can definitely be taught or dealt with.
I'm getting the analogy now. I get it. All right. Very good. But, we don't want to do anything inhumane to Democrats, though.
Because but we could push them all towards California where the trees are burning. And
they'd be a better fit for their politics, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Very good point. All right, Caleb. Thank you for that. Ken is next. Ken, what is on your mind on this topic?
Yeah, I just want to say that I think people who would kill babies would also kill beavers in the same way. That's really an inhumane way to drag them underwater with a trap and then drown them. Surely they can find a better use, for their time than to do something like that.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's the way they're going to use. I mean, the Humane Society folks that are arguing against this are suggesting would be the way they would do that. I don't know if that's
the mentality of a person who would kill a baby. Also, I wonder if the mentality of a person who would kill an animal like that. That's not right. Somebody smarter than us put them on Earth here for a reason. We shouldn't just indiscriminately and cruelly kill things the way we do.
All right, Ken, appreciate your commentary. Thank you very much. Daniel says, hey, guys, always look forward to your show. Thank you for that, Dan. I had the same thought as the previous caller. An interesting fantasy would be able to hand out a live trap to the Humane Society folks, the saviors of the beaver, and all living things that walk in the door. Yeah, that was one of the ideas doled out last hour. Appreciate that. All right. Thanks for the calls and the comments. We're going to move on. We'll keep you posted, though, on what happens at the park board meeting. New topic, new hour. Kevin Riley, a spokesperson for the sewer silenced effort that had a rally this weekend at UND. Kevin, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Yeah, hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good. So, first of all, tell me a little bit about the group and about your involvement and what you're trying to accomplish here.
Well, the sewer silenced group is really primarily made up of Native Sioux, who originally were formed to try to combat the wiping out of their Native American imagery. You see, in the beginning, I always thought, too, what Form Communications and everybody else tried to tell us was that they were offended by the nickname and it was hostile and offensive, when in fact, it's just the other way around. They endure it. They believe that it is an honor. And so that's really how the group got started. And this most recent rally really was just to draw attention to the fact that you know, in this nickname committee that was handpicked by President Kelly was, you know, when they came out with the decision to drop just North Dakota the way we've been playing for the last 3 years, that caused a big uproar. And the problem with that is that, you know, we're not saying we're saying we would like to have that as an option. We're not telling Mr. Kelly to make that the name. We're just telling him to put that on as an option and let the people vote on it. You know, it was quite obvious that was the overwhelming favorite, and they pull it off, you know, much like taking a candidate that's running for office out because you don't like them. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and how it was done was a little, you know, fishy, because it was very obvious that was what was going on, even in the scoring among the committee. You know, the folks that wanted it removed would give it a zero, you know, and the folks that were in favor would give it the highest number. And there's a lot of games being played about it. But it was quite obvious, as you say, the idea was, okay, that's been the popular choice from the very beginning. That's, you know, more folks submitted the suggestion North Dakota than any other. And in all of the different surveys, it continued to lead. So the idea was, we better get rid of it or it's going to be the pick, which is not exactly how it's supposed to work, right?
Exactly. And that's what we're saying. You know, and with, you know, Mr. Kelly has already basically resigned. So we're saying either go now or just let this process get picked up by the next administration. You know, somebody who's got a future here and who cares about what's going on here. You know, instead of, you know, this is the probably one of the most divisive things in this state in history. And yet we're going to make this decision, you know, typically, you know, behind closed doors or whatever the situation is. But we're going to make this decision on a guy who's on his way out, and he's going to do it on his way out, literally. And nobody's going to buy it, no matter what. And I understand that, you know, they're trying to get people to buy the merchandise and that kind of thing. But, you know, they just need to, they need to hear what the people are saying out here.
You know, so your mission is to get North Dakota back on the list, right? Which President Kelly has said that he will consider. I mean, right after it was removed, the way it was removed, he came out and said, I'll take it under advisement. I'll consider whether we'll ultimately consider it, right? And that's your first mission here, right?
Yes, exactly.
And then second of all was to say the president ought to resign?
Well, what we're saying is that just leave this process up to the next president that comes in. Leave it up to the next administration. And if it means that he is going to have to make this decision, then we're saying he should leave now.
Kevin Riley is with us, representing the Sioux Were Silenced campaign that held a rally at UND over the weekend. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline today on the program. Kevin, tell me about the rally. How'd it go?
Well, it went well. We 10 minutes before we started, we had about a 3-inch rain, and it was a complete downpour. The winds came up, so a lot of people that were around in cars getting, you know, waiting out the rain figured that it was just going to get canceled, so it left. So we didn't have a huge turnout, but we had a really nice ceremony with some people from the Sioux tribes speaking from both Standing Rock and Spirit Lake. We had Archie Fuhlbearer spoke. Antoine American Horse Jr. spoke. Frank Burgraff, an alum, hockey alum from UND, spoke. And we had some honoring, we had some people honored for that were involved and or descendants of people who were involved in the 1969 ceremony where they granted the name to UND to be used forever. Now, people do get this confused with, you know, trying to get the Sioux name back. And, you know, sure, we'd like that, but we know that's not going to happen. So we're just trying to look at what, you know, this is something that has been so divisive that we're trying to look ahead and say, look, let's try to get everybody at least together so we can have both sides at least satisfied and let this process drop for now.
Yeah, I think
that's down the road.
I think, yeah, let's talk about that on the other side of the break, because I think that's one of the reasons there's so much resistance to North Dakota as an option, because some people see it as a path to bring Fighting Sioux back, and as you say, that's not your intention. Hang tight, Kevin. We'll chat more on the other side of the break. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
The Drive for Five is on. The What's on Your Mind radio show is headed to Missoula, Montana, thanks to our presenting sponsor, Discovery Benefits. NDSU is going for a fifth straight national title, and we're excited to hit the road thanks to these great sponsors. Shields, Gate City Bank, Lake of the Woods Pie Company, Homeowners Financial Group, and Catalyst Medical Center. Toughness, talent, courage. The Bison have shown it all in winning four straight national titles, and this game with the Montana Grizzlies is the FCS Kickoff Classic, televised live on ESPN. And brought to you by Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Odor and Mold Medicine, Gates Manufacturing, Steyr Oil Field Services, and Muscatel Subaru. That's the What's on Your Mind radio show, the most listened to talk show in North Dakota, live from Missoula, Montana. Our special broadcast brought to you by Hanson Runsbold Funeral Home, by Mainstay Suites of Tioga, and by Inland Home Mortgage. That's the NDSU Bison Drive for Five on What's on Your Mind, live from Missoula, Montana. Go Bison!
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future online at SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org is a great website and a great opportunity for you to let your voice be heard. So you can tell the EPA you oppose the costly clean power plan. There's a petition you can sign there if you say, well, what a clean power plan, what's that all about? Well, in a nutshell, it's the EPA's effort to just stamp out coal and just completely eliminate it as a power source. And by the way, more than half of the electricity in this country is generated by coal, and it's an affordable energy source. By the way, that number is higher in North Dakota as well, but that's just an average across the United States. If you want the chapter and verse, what the proposed power plant rule would do and how it'll be implemented and, you know, what you need to do to stop it, you can check all that out at SecureEnergyFuture.org, SecureEnergyFuture.org. This is very important. Minnesota, North Dakota, jobs, affordable energy, which affects the cost of everything, reliable energy. So the power's there when you turn the switch on, all very important. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Check it out. Back on What's On Your Mind Monday edition of the program. My name is Scott Hanlon here with Todd, the radio god Mitchell. We're taking your calls on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're talking about a weekend rally that was held at the University of North Dakota by the Sue Were Silenced campaign, and specifically relating to the North Dakota name. Some calls waiting to weigh in here, but I wanted to finish what we were talking about on the other end of the break here. Kevin Riley is your spokesperson for the group. And that is that it seems to me that, and I heard this basically from a number of people on the committee, you hear it from some of the professors, well, if we don't pick Sundogs, or we don't pick North Stars, or we don't pick something else, then they're always going to want to get North Dakota Fighting Sioux back. So, you know, the argument to eliminate North Dakota and pick a name means if you're the Sundogs, you can't be the Fighting Sioux. If you're something else, then you can't be the Fighting Sioux. If you stay in North Dakota, then you could become Fighting Sioux at some point. That seems to me the push against North Dakota as an option. Would you agree, Kevin?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, sure, that's what people say. And, sure, we'd take the Fighting Sioux name back in a minute if we could. I mean, you think about it, we've met every requirement, the same requirements that all eight other schools that got the naming exception got made. We've met those requirements, same requirements. Standing Rock never got a vote. We were held to higher requirements. So, yeah, people are upset about it. People are not going to forget about it. And right now, the only thing that seems to be acceptable on both sides is just leaving it the way it is right now. And
my point is that North Dakota is not your choice because you hope Fighting Sioux gets attached back to it at some point, even though, obviously, who knows what the future holds. You're saying it's just too soon to pick Sundogs or pick Nodaks or pick one of these other names. Give us some distance between, because to these folks that you had at this rally, who, again, had loved ones that attended this ceremony in 1969 and bestowed that honor on UND to say, you are the Fighting Sioux, this is like, this is a wound for them to remove this name, correct?
Well, exactly. And as Antoine American Horse Jr. said in his speech on Saturday, he talked about how this name was granted to the University of North Dakota forever. They smoked the peace pipe, which in their customs that cannot be undone. Of course, we've been through all that, and that's fine. But the fact remains that they also got American Indian Studies. They got a lot of education for their young, and they understand that education is their way to to be successful in the future. So that was a win-win for both sides, and they're feeling very strongly about this, and I'm supporting that.
Let's go back to the phones here. Yeah, sorry, go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. I mean, the fact is that it's too soon. I mean, judging by the rain on Saturday, I'd be surprised if they didn't come out and call us the floating prairie chickens and let's go. So it's just too soon. It's too soon.
Dwayne and Binford, you're next on What's On Your Mind on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead.
Morning, Scott.
How are you?
This all reminds me of Ralph Engelstad answering an op-ed about when they first started this fight, some years back, and about, 2 weeks later when Ralph passed away. And he said that he would tear down the Engelstad Arena brick by brick if they ever did this. You remember that?
Yeah, I mean, he said he would he'd bulldoze it, but again, that was a fit of frustration given how he'd been told one thing and another thing happened, right?
Right, yeah, and, I do have a name to suggest that would really put a thorn in some people's side, but please, no offense to anybody, how about the Fighting Susies?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right,
good luck.
Thank you. Dwight and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Scott?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just have a simple question for you. Has the NCAA ever been, have they ever failed in their attempt to get a school to change their nickname?
Have they ever failed? Well, yeah, I mean, as Kevin was referencing earlier, there was a set of criteria that were met by a number of schools.
No, not about University of North Dakota, about any other school in the country.
That's what I'm saying. There was a set of criteria that schools were given that had, Indian nicknames, and they had to meet them. So Florida Seminole, for instance, and other schools as well. And Kevin, you referenced this earlier, but they really stuck it to North Dakota in that they required both approval of Spirit Lake and Standing Rock, and that was the rub, right?
That's correct, Scott. They all the other eight schools that got the naming exception got it based on one tribe. In fact, in one state, 10 tribes said no, one tribe said yes, and they got that naming exception. We also had that one tribe say yes, and the other tribe never even got to say it. And Archie Fulbear gathered 1,000 signatures down on Standing Rock to get that to go to a vote, and they never put it to a vote. So this is the kind of stuff that's really bitter in a lot of people's minds that are really not going to let this go. So, yes, all the other schools that got the name exception got it based on one tribe. And we were held to two. Based on what we believe is an illegal settlement agreement that happened just before it was going to court.
Then why haven't you contacted the Attorney General to take the NCAA into federal court and charge them with racketeering under the RICO Act? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's what the Florida Attorney General decided to do, and the NCAA backed off when they tried to get Florida State to change their name.
Yeah, our attorney general entered into an agreement with the NCAA, and it was giving amount of time to go get the approval of these two tribes, and then when it didn't happen, we sort of lost our legal standing in that regard, Dwight. But I share your frustration in wanting to have it done differently.
We also believe that they knew that was never going to go to a vote on Standing Rock.
Therefore, they were fine with that, knowing it would go away, you mean?
Yeah, we believe that they knew it wasn't going to go to a vote, so that was the day we basically gave away the Fighting Sioux nickname.
Yeah, isn't that sad? Sean and Bismarck, when we come back, can you hang tight, Kevin?
Sure.
All right, be back with more. The Sioux Were Silenced campaign. Spokesperson Kevin Riley talking about a debate that happened this weekend on the University of North Dakota nickname future. Your questions or comments, welcome. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm in Senior James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Bruce Brock with Brock Auction Company reminding everyone of the beautiful Black Fox Ranch Auction, Saturday, August 29th at the Slate Creek Grill in Hill City, South Dakota. A beautiful custom log home and 124 acres of exquisite Black Hills land surrounded by the National Forest. For a private showing, call Bruce or Adam. A rare, beautiful piece of the hills you will want to see if you love the Black Hills. Check our website at brockauction.com and click on Upcoming Auctions for the video, pictures, and complete details. That's brockauction.com.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Before the top of the hour, hop on that Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline if you want to talk about the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux future nickname, 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com for your emails. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. The 2016 models they're in, and they've got them right now at High Plains Apache. Good reason to get on in there. Deep discounts with all the remaining 2015 models. There's some low-interest financing right now, and, of course, there's that ET Ag Center, which is the place you can find 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fitting, valves, anything you could imagine. They've got it right there. So check it out. They're located right across from Bonanza on Eastside Court in Mandan, off exit 60 in Frontier, south of Fargo, off I-29 in Fargo as well. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. 27 before the top of the hour, chat with Kevin Riley from the Sioux We're Silenced campaign. After a weekend rally on that particular issue over the weekend, Sean in Bismarck has a question for us. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, Scott? Good to have you on, Kevin. Good job this weekend, by the way, despite the rain.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, I guess what, as I look at this thing, there's a couple things getting missed in this in this controversy right now. First off, the university has been excellent at trying to portray this as an extension of the old debate, when in fact it really is. We're having a new debate. Kevin hit it very well. We'd love to have the old name come back, but that's not going to happen. This is about going forward. It seems to be that UND is the one that wants to make this about being in the past and re-debating the old nickname fight. And that's unfortunate because our mainstream media seems to be carrying their water in that regard. In fact, I heard a news report today on this very station. It was depicted, this protest was depicted as being about bringing back the old nickname. So, and that's unfortunate. The other thing that people seem to kind of miss, too, is they seem to be wanting to pin the perception of this debate being dragged out on those that like the old name and thus those that are supporting going forward with North Dakota as an option. And by the way, that's also a popular option with so many who were opposed to the old name because they see it as a win-win. The reality is, it's UND again that's dragging out this debate, just by simply not being willing to compromise, not being willing to bring everybody to the table, including those that supported the old name and now would like to see North Dakota. They don't want them at the table. They're the ones that are dragging this debate out. It is not the people that supported UN or Fighting Sioux. It's not people that are supporting North Dakota as the new option. And that's just kind of been my observation, and that seems to be getting missed here, is it's basically UND's way or the highway. And they are not even willing to try to bring together everybody to move forward and to heal together.
That
basically
is exactly
become
right.
It's become about punishing those that supported the old name is what it comes down to.
And they've got the mainstream media trying to tell us exactly how we're supposed to feel.
Exactly. And it's unfortunate. And I guess I'd like to see, hopefully that side of the story start to come out. Is the questions going back to the university? Why are you choosing to drag this out? Why are you not willing to compromise? Why are you not willing to bring all voices to the table? And this committee isn't, by the way, it isn't all voices. That's a joke. Truly bringing everybody that was part of this together and finding that compromise that everybody can live with. And I think North Dakota, at the end of the day, is that compromise that most reasonable people can ultimately live with in the long run.
Sean, appreciate the comment. Kevin, any more you want to say on that?
Well, I couldn't agree more, you hit it right on the head, too. They seem to be continually fighting. I asked Peter Johnson the other day, why do they keep fighting us? Why don't they have more important things to be doing in Twombly Hall than fighting us with this? For example, we announced that we're going to have this rally, and the next day, suddenly, the NCAA weighs in and says, well, if you can't sue at the game, you might be sanctioned, and you could, all this stuff. And that's, that came out of Twombly Hall. The NCAA didn't just happen to weigh in the same day we announced we're going to have a rally for this.
And Kevin, if I could jump in, that is an excellent example of the mainstream media carrying the water about the university, carrying the message they want to go forward. We all can remember probably back when it was pretty obvious that Bob Kelly asked for the Big Sky Conference to send him an email stating their concern about the vote that happened in the legislature. And we know that was prompted. Obviously, look, if you don't think this is prompted, I can't help you. Okay. This was obviously prompted by UND to basically create a stink and create concern, and our mainstream media was more than happy to say, oh, we'll put that out there. We'll help. And it's just, I don't know. You hit a very good point there, too, that's AstroTurf. That's nothing but AstroTurf.
Exactly.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, Sean. Thank you very much. And, the media has become flat-out hostile to anybody that is in the position you're in, Kevin. There was a great letter to the editor over the weekend in Forum newspapers around the state from a UND alumnus, younger fellow, just graduated UND in 2009, I guess, but young compared to me, that didn't take much. Cody Majerus was his name. The headline is, we don't need the Forum to lecture us on the UND name. And he made some very good points about the editorial writers and the editorial board and the opinions that they've taken to make their point very clear. But he also pointed out that in September of last year, the Forum called supporters of the Fighting Sioux nickname unenlightened, immature mossbacks.
Mm-hmm.
This from the largest newspaper in the state, the editorial page, unenlightened, immature mossbacks.
Yep.
How about that?
And they've said comments like, get over it, kiddies. And it's just every time we have an opinion on this, they try to slam it down our throat and say, you can't have this opinion. You have no right to have this opinion. I mean, that's how it feels.
Yeah, it was a good letter. I posted it on Facebook. Jerry and Moorhead next for our guest, Kevin Riley. Go ahead. You're up.
Good morning. With all this crap about political correctness, isn't North Dakota itself an Indian name? How about Minnesota? Isn't that Native American for land of many waters? Should Should we change the state of Minnesota's name? Should we change the state of North Dakota's name? Get over it, people. The name.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Whatever NDSU changes their name to, you know the Gopher fans are going to say, blah, blah, suck.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, who cares what the name is?
Well, there was some discussion in this political correctness that, you know, they could come after the bison name. I mean, there, you know, that's Tatanka. That's a sacred food for the Native Americans, and they don't like the way they've defaced that bison with the nostril thing. How fast do you think this thing would turn around if they came after that name?
Well, that's true, but they don't call the bison Tatanka. They call it the bison, and that's the English word for Tatanka. I mean, it's the same thing, but it's the English version of it. So, I mean, if we could come up with an English version of Sioux, I suppose I could keep it. Indian of many drunks. Yeah. Nation of many drunks. Maybe that would what we have to change the name to.
Yeah.
So, I'll let you go.
Jerry, appreciate the call. And let's see here. Who's next? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. What next, Kevin? Where do we go from here?
Well, really, I think in just looking ahead to try to unite people and try to get people to in the state of North Dakota to try to somehow get over this and keep moving forward, leaving the North Dakota as an option. We're not telling them this is what you have to do. We're just saying leave it as an option for people to vote on and let the people decide what they want to do. And that we believe would be a good compromise for right now. Can always revisit it down the road. But that would be a good compromise for now.
And again, I've heard some talk of the survey process basically being, you want to remain North Dakota? Or do you want to select a nickname from this group of five? You okay with going that route?
Well, yeah, the people should be able to decide. I really personally, and I believe our group feels the same way, that we don't have any faith in those five names. So that group that was handpicked by Mr. Kelly, they knew full well how he felt. And, it was pretty obvious that there was some sway there. Maybe not directly, but, I'd certainly like to see, email records or that type of thing to find out what really happened there. But regardless of all that, I don't think that was really a full-blown, independent committee that was trying to decide this.
Right, but I think the idea of putting, okay, we're going to add back in North Dakota and now pick from these six, Sundogs, Nodaks, going down list, and then put North Dakota on the list. It'd be better to say, do you want to just remain North Dakota versus picking one of those would be a more fair, I guess, assessment of the stakeholders, wouldn't it?
Sure. Yeah, just put it as an option.
So, yeah, you're saying make it one of six choices, or you're saying nickname or no nickname is the choice?
No, it can be one of the six choices. I mean, that's fine. I just think that because that seemed to have a lot of weight, a lot of popularity, that's the reason they pulled it off because the administration didn't want that as an option.
Yeah. And supposedly we're waiting for a decision from President Kelly. Any reaction to your rally from him thus far?
No.
Got it. Well, glad you did it as an alum and as a member of this group, the Sioux were silenced. I mean, some compelling voices in this group, and glad they were on the stage for the weekend. And I saw some decent media reports about it, so folks are paying attention, and that's why we're talking about it. Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Take care. 16 before the top of the hour. Back with more on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore.
were the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mottohay Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the two cookies, four items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for five. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or two for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Of a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind, and the Dow in a better place right now than it was when we started the program, even though there is some stocks plunging amid this global market sell-off, it isn't as bad as it started. Started off like off 1,000 points, like in the threes now. It's been bouncing around here the last little while, so keep an eye on that because that's obviously a big story today. Last chance to tell me what's on your mind. At 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. The folks with $15 million in inventory, 20,000 SKUs, which is why you hear me say there's not a tank part they don't have. From tank parts to top brands in industrial hose, they're in Kildare, they're in Billings. They have the tank parts you need when you need them. They do truck hydraulics, too. Pump and crew, they got a pump for it. To push sand off the trailer, they got a blower for it. You need to push water or vacuum onto your trailer, they have a pump for that and the hose to carry it through. They do a full collision repair in Billings, too, with a full fab shop there. And their Killdeer location, you just call them up and say, hey, give me Josh. Where's Josh? Josh will make sure you get delivery from Dickinson, Watford City, Williston, Bismarck, Minot, wherever you're at. And they have a tank wash in both locations as well. So tell them Scott sent you. SNSMotorsInc.com, great website, SNSMotorsInc.com. That's where I bought my truck. I see they have a Ford F-250 for under 16 grand right now. No kidding. Used trucks, great deals, great prices, great inventory. High quality, nearly new vehicles. Got a lot of them. So go to SNSMotorsInc.com. Or if you're in Watford City, right across from the airport, stop in there and say hello. Give them a call at 444-2341. 444-2341. With that Ford F-250, you give Brent and the team a call there. 444-2341. Or online at SNSMotorsInc.com. All right? That's a great way to go. What else do we have to get to here? I never get to everything before the end of the program, and I have a few minutes to do that. Maybe today will be the day that I get to everything. Texter says, let the people decide. Referring to our previous conversation about the University of North Dakota name. Well, that's a tough sell.
But it doesn't seem obvious.
Of course it does. But, well, again, you're talking about academics. And look, if the people decided, the Fighting Sioux would be the Fighting Sioux. It never would have changed.
Right.
But you had white professors who loved to get people to feel like they're victims, ginning up a small group of folks into thinking there's a big deal there. And the NCAA really stuck it to North Dakota. As Kevin pointed out well, when you compare North Dakota's situation to the other eight schools that had, you know, Native American names. Just is what it is. Now, I do see at least a path that looks forward here, going forward to stakeholders, students, alumni. I don't know if residents of Grand Forks will be part of that group or not, but they are going about that, trying to do it. I noticed the student government sent out a survey recently, and you got a unique URL. You could only vote once based on the email you got. It works. And that, by the way, overwhelmingly said keep North Dakota as an option. They'll have to, in my mind. Mike and Grand Forks on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I just want to go over this. There's a bigger issue behind that logo name that the paper didn't, Grand Forks Herald never did come up with. It's the copyright issues. That's why the university doesn't want to stay with North Dakota, because you can't copyright that and put a logo on it.
Yeah, I mean, you could copyright a design of something else, you know.
Right.
I mean,
right.
For instance, Stand Up and Cheer is the school song, right? And, Stand Up and Cheer, Stand Up and Cheer for North Dakota. You can put Stand Up and Cheer on a shirt and then a North Dakota logo. All right. Well,
okay.
That's design, but I hear you. I think that I think the school would prefer having Sun Dogs or one of the other five names. I keep saying Sun Dogs. That's just one of five. They are Fighting Hawks, Nodaks, North Stars, Rough Riders, and Sun Dogs are the ones that are on that
right
list of final five.
So it's unique for a design. And then the old issue when they never did come up, with the dollars fact about, they said they had, Harold said they made $600,000 for over 10 years for the old design. Well, who owned the real design, the alumni or Engelstad, and that made millions and millions? So there's an underlying issue there in the ethics of justice at the university, selling your soul to the devil, or ethical, moral judgments. So
well, pass
that on.
Who would have sold their soul to the devil? I'm not following.
Well, the university, they said they made on average $60,000 a year from that logo. $60,000 a year is pennies. Where did all the millions go to?
Yeah. Well, do we know there were millions?
Obviously there was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But some interesting theories on your part, Mike. We'll leave it at that. All right, we're out of time. We'll do this all over again tomorrow, however. God bless you one and all. Thanks for listening. And we'll do it again on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gates City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gates City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gates City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting? Join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gates City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track at Border Plains Equipment. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less Birmingham compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit us at Border Plains Equipment, Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.